Order, order.
Another massive privacy breach by the Earthquake Commission, involving some $23 million in bank accounts of around 2,000 Christchurch people, was revealed in this last-minute request for an urgent question from Labor's shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
We're approaching Easter and we do need a level of assurance from the Minister that he is on top of it. And, Mr Speaker, I can't think of anything more urgent than ensuring that a minister is ensuring people's bank account numbers privacy.
The minister happened to be Gerry Brownlee, Mr Mallard's opposite number as Leader of the House and the minister responsible for Canterbury earthquake recovery. He faced this question from Labor's Leanne Dalzell after the Speaker, David Carter, agreed that she could ask it.
What action is he going to take to stop further EQC breaches in light of today's revelation that they have sent claim details, including names and bank account numbers, to a claimant?
Mr Brownlee said he had not been informed of the breach.
I will certainly check it out and take whatever action is necessary to ensure that EQC does get on top of its system so this sort of thing doesn't happen.
But Leanne Dalzell had another question.
Supplementary question, Honourable Leanne Dalzell.
Does he accept with over 2,000 names, bank account details and the amount of the unpresented EQC checks wrongly released to a claimant, that there is systemic failure in EQC's data system, and will he now take ministerial responsibility for this scandal?
Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, as I said, I'm not aware of this. If the member was aware at 23 minutes past one and considers it to be the breach that it would appear to be, I'm disappointed that she didn't contact my office to let me know that she is now in receipt of people's private information.
And there were more red faces on the government benches after a question from Labor's Mount Roskill MP, Phil Gough, prompted this assertion from Chester Burrows, answering for Police Minister Anne Tolley.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Police, there is no plans to close police stations.
Mr Speaker.
Order. If the supplementary question, Honourable Phil Gough.
If there are no plans to close police stations, can the Minister please explain to me why there is a notice on the door of the Mount Albert Police Station at the moment closed permanently, why there's a notice on the station at Blockhouse Bay closed permanently, and in my own electorate of Mount Roskill it says temporarily closed, but it's been that way for a month.
Honourable Chester Burrows.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Police, I have been advised that there have been no plans to close police stations.
There were also questions about reports of a breakdown in negotiations between Meridian Energy and Rio Tinto Zinc over the price of power to the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter, both in the chamber and, as Rhys Lyon reports, in the committee rooms.
The Commerce Committee's annual financial review of state-owned energy company Meridian was a chance for opposition MPs to grill its bosses about a deal between it and the company that runs the Tiwai Point aluminium smelter, which uses up to 15% of the country's electricity and has been tipped for closure. Meridian Chief Executive Mark Binns said plans were in place should that happen.
We hope the aluminium smelter won't close. And we're still in discussions with Pacific Aluminium, and if we can't close those, then we'll turn to Rio Tinto and Sumitomo Chemical, who are the owners. So we're hopeful that one way or another it won't close, but the impact is really dependent on over what period of time it closes and ramps down.
Mr Binns was confident Meridian could weather the storm should the smelter shut down.
And there is a contractual provision in the contract setting out when notice can be given, and we think probably the market would have sufficient time to largely adjust, with Meridian remaining a vital and profitable and very desirable company.
Opposition MPs also wanted to know about the government's plans to sell off Meridian as part of its asset sales program. But Chairman Chris Moller told the committee he knew as much as they did.
I mean, we're not even listed at this stage as proceeding in through the mixed ownership situation. It's been announced, of course, that there were three or four companies. Mighty River's the only one they've chosen to proceed with. We've had no update at all from the government on that matter. We don't know whether we're likely to proceed and if so when. So we have to adopt our approach to this whole thing is around what's in the best interests of Meridian.
Meridian Chairman Chris Moller during the Commerce Committee's annual financial review of his company.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament's adjourned for a week, back on Tuesday, April the 9th.